My name is Michelle Teske from Burial Lake, which is about a 4.5 hours drive north from Montreal. And I'm an elder supporting my community in their struggle to preserve their identity against the forestry companies and the government.
For years, Burial Lake has been in a struggle against resource extraction companies and logging companies. I'm wondering if you could first tell me what the trilateral agreement is and what kind of rights does it give Burial Lake in terms of deciding who comes onto your land and territory and what they do?
Well, the agreement was signed between the three parties, the federal government, the provincial government, and our community in 1991. This agreement allowed to upgrade the inventory, the resource inventory within the area, including collecting data from the Algonquin use and all other users in the territory, which is approximately 10,000 square kilometers, and then from there to elaborate some kind of a management system that will take into account the concerns raised by our community in order to sustain their identity and to be able to coexist. And then from there once those processes, two processes are have been completed, then to negotiate the implementation of the integrated resource management of the 10,000 square kilometers. That's the whole purpose of our struggle, try to get those things in place since 1991. And it's a big struggle for our community.
And how has it worked in practice? It seems that even though there's an agreement, many times the different governments and logging and mining extraction companies don't actually respect the agreement.
Well, since the beginning of 1991, the community have... you know, while doing the collecting the data and reviewing the documents, policies within the area that is impacting our traditional territory, we had agreed with the Ministry of Natural Resources, Quebec Ministry of Natural Resources, on an interim basis to do harmonization measures prior to a forestry operation, of which the community do a field visit on the territory to exclude some of their sites as proposed by the forestry company, and then prescribe forestry management practice within that proposed cut plan. So that's how we manage to work with, and to exclude some buffer zones around cabin sites, and then remove some of the cut blocks from certain areas of concern of the community. This is a practice that we have used since that agreement was signed. And then now this agreement is not being respected by the provincial government anymore, and which forces the community to take action to remind the provincial government, you know, that there's an agreement that's been signed by the ministry and the province of Quebec, and that needs to be respected, because we did it in good faith for this agreement to be implemented.
So you've found out in the last few weeks that there is a logging company that is planning to cut trees on your land without having respected the agreement. Can you tell me who the company is, what they're planning to do, and how the community has reacted?
Well, there has been some consultation, discussion with a different Native Secretariat Provincial Ministry, you know, who doesn't have the mandate to negotiate harmonization messes with our community. So we needed the Minister of Natural Resources to sit down with us and then get their commitment, both the Quebec government, the Marois government, to agree to go into a process to find ways to implement a co-management regime within our territory, and then also to make sure that you know, the community's concerns are respected while allowing operation, logging operation to take place. And these are the things, you know, that there is a lack of willingness on the part of the Minister of Natural Resources. They don't want to share the information. They claim that they've done harmonization measure with the community, but we haven't seen any proof of that. Our community members are telling us they were not consulted, nor our leadership. So there's got to be a process, you know, that respects the Supreme Court of Canada, where the community needs to be consulted and accommodated. That's not the case in our community. So that's what we have to take this kind of action to get the provincial government respect the agreement and you know, discuss with us our concern.
Today, December 3rd, the community members took an action. Can you tell me what this action was and what was it about?
Well, the community members will just go back to their traditional hunting area, and then that's pretty much what's going to be happening. You know, if they're going to be logging operation, well, they can't do it because we're harvesting the area as well for subsistence use to provide for our family and our children. So the government has to wake up and consult with us and accommodate us, because we're going to be out there on the land too as well. You know, if there's a forced operation, it cannot take place because it's going to be too dangerous for our children and the community members. So something has to be done. We have to be consulted. We have to make sure that the implementation of that agreement is carried out and implemented.
How is the community being affected in terms of targeting by the Sûreté de Québec and other police forces?
Well, I guess for us, you know, we want to try to to promote coexistence with the other users. But the provincial government, you know, is not listening to us. He doesn't want to listen to us. He doesn't want to acknowledge that we exist, that we use the land. And then it's unfortunately that, you know, it might turn out that we be criminalized by using our own traditional territory, you know. You know, a Quebecois speaking the French there, is he going to be thrown in jail when we feel the same way? When we harvest their territory for preserving our identity, you know, there's something, you know, that's not right here. It's not justice. It's not fairness. It's not coexistence. It's criminalizing us for being who we are, of being raised the way we are now by our ancestors. So that's what we are going through.
Millions of dollars have been made from resources from Barrier Lake Traditional Territory. I'm wondering if you can tell me the actual effects of this logging, this extraction of resources on the people of Barrier Lake.
Well, for the community, you know, we have experienced many psychological impact from destruction of these sites, important sites. You know, when our ancestors, grandparents have told us there are certain areas that was very important to us to sustain our identity, our value, our culture. It's gone. But there are some that is left to sustain us, to be able to have the same value as we are trying to promote cultural values, to transfer those knowledge to our grandchildren. And seeing it being destroyed by the companies, you know, it's a shame. You know, one company, we fought with so many companies, they left. We have new companies, Domtar, we had Domtar, now it became Resolute. We have other companies that just come in and go, you know, putting the whole region unstable. And yet, the Ministry of Native Affairs is trying to promote awareness on racism against Aboriginal people, when, you know, they should stop acting like that, you know, trying to create that perception that they're doing something. What they should do is honor the agreement that they signed with our community. That's what it's all about, not just trying to promote public campaigning about racism against Aboriginal people. They're the one that's promoting racism by not respecting agreements they signed with our community. So that's the impact that psychological impact that we live through. Our children, they don't believe in their parents anymore because the parents did not protect the sites that's been shared by our ancestors. You know, the family value has been affected by the destruction of those significant sites that has been identified by our ancestors, the historic sites. You know, the relationship between father and parent is at stake here. The struggle for our children is also at stake. They will have no more meaningful thoughts to keep on, you know, the struggle, because they will have no more support system in place once those sites are being destroyed.
How can people support you?
Well, we need to start sending letters to the federal government, provincial government, Ministry of Natural Resources, and take action, protest at those ministry's office. And if there's any support that they could give to the community, it's financial support to the community. We have a website here that we have a support group on Burial Lake Solidarity that they could contribute to assist the community defend their identity. We just want to live in harmony with the forest and interact with other users within our traditional territory. I have been struggling in supporting my community to preserve their identity. I just want a normal life and enjoy the life that the Creator has given me to live, to coexist. I just want respect from the government of who I am and be able to share this with my children. I have a vision, and that's my vision to live in harmony with all people using the same territory and share it. That's what I've been told by my parents as a residential school survivor. So that's, let's hope that I'll see that someday.
Thank you so much.
Okay.